I have one final question I want to ask both of you. I'll start with John, which is just give me your best prediction about how we're going to be treating Hodgkin in 5 years.
So I think over the next 5 years, we're going to see continued adoption of targeted therapy as part of frontline therapy and in the salvage setting. I think we've talked a lot about risk-adapted approaches using PET scanning, and that's clearly in place, and we'll see that paradigm evolve to incorporate some of these targeted agents. I think this implication will still be we're not going to see a lot of use of radiotherapy and maybe shrinking usage there, but I think we're going to continue to emphasize it in the salvage setting, you know, certainly in centers like mine. There's a host of biology that we'll hopefully see play out over the next couple of years. Again, cell-free DNA in peripheral blood is going to be looked at, so MRD monitoring might be more relevant, and trying to integrate all of that into risk-adapted approaches in the relapse setting. And I'd agree with, you know, something everyone said, the time to ask questions about the need for transplants or not, given what we've seen, or at least trying to show that we can really optimize the cure rate in the relapse setting. Those are two areas of hot research focus, I think.
Craig?
I agree with most of that. I will say that auto transplant will have a slow death and allo transplant will increase because we'll be doing much less auto transplanting. And we'll be reserving transplant, which will be an allo, for patients who are heavily pretreated.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our community-based general oncologist. Thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Meet the Professors, Hodgkin Lymphoma Edition.